Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Monday morning, 6 a.m. on the nosy. You guys doing? Do we even want to talk about the Eagles game?
They're terrible.
Listen, it's only been two games, though, Bill. Honestly, Bill and I, we've already gone through this. Like, they'll win next week. Everything's going to be fine.
No, it's how they're losing these games. It's so disturbing, I suppose. They just have no weapons on offense, it appears. Defense just gives up. They give up the most rushing yards, I think, how many years on that team? Everyone's running up and down the field on them. So now next week, they're going to play the Bengals, which are a much tougher team than they were last year.
But are they better than the Rams? No.
No, but they are better than the Bengals are as good, if not better than the Redskins, whom the Eagles lost to.
Okay,
I mean, you can't play that.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Redskins. It's the Washington football team.
That's right. I'm sorry.
No,
Jeez.
That's okay. I know. It's
so bad.
I know. But think about this. Remember, there were something like 7 or 8 sacks in that Washington game. Mm-hmm. I don't think there were any against Carson Wentz yesterday.
They did good that way.
So they really did improve that way.
That way. But no, you go down 0-2. I have no hope or no faith, but that's okay.
They're
rebuilding. They're rebuilding. They're an old team on the offensive line. That's it. You have these years some years. That's
it's
all.
Fine.
Well, no, all right, Jen. You know what? We'll be fine.
And you know I'm like the expert on
football. I know.
Well,
listen, it'll be fine. Jen's got her rose-colored glasses on.
Yes.
That's good. Maybe you guys can win something really cool from us this morning. We have, for you, when we play Beat the Bee at 7:30, a chance to win a $50 Wise Markets gift card.
Nice.
I already have the category. It's going to be Emmy Awards trivia or Emmys. Something about
Emmys. Okay.
I watched about an hour of it last night. Loved it. Because you know I'm a fan of S. Creek. I can't say the name.
Yes,
so they won the first 7
Big
awards.
Time, yeah.
First 7 awards
That's
last
amazing.
Night. So I kept watching it. Coming up, by the way, if you think this chat we just had was inane and crazy, well, wait till you hear the Be Up Club. Right, Jen Ryan?
We're It'll play. Be fine.
I keep saying it. Be Up Club, join us, please, in just a couple minutes on our Facebook.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know, we had such a fun time on Friday talking to you guys about what you learn to do just a little later on in life, you know, than usual. And it came up because, I don't know if you saw this, but last week, Chris Rock said that he just learned to swim at the age of 55.
Yeah, and that's something. Yeah. And you guys are pretty inspiring, I'll tell you that. Listen to what Jules is doing.
I am not technologically savvy. Computer skills and me don't mesh.
Okay.
And I've been learning a lot more. The kids nowadays, I mean, I got to be honest with you, in the preschool that I work at, a lot of times if I'm stuck on something, I ask the 4 and 5-year-olds, can you help Miss Julie with this? They fix it in a second.
Yep.
And it's absolutely insane. So it's just one of those things you just never got into.
Well,
you know what I mean? I'm not a tech person.
Yeah.
And to your point, kids these days growing up, they're exposed to this. You know, we weren't as kids. You know, everything was analog until things became digital later on.
Kids get their first iPad sometimes at like age 3 or 4
games
and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just blows
absolutely.
My mind.
Mm-hmm.
So they're wired differently than, you know, most people.
Yeah.
Listen, props to you, though. You know, you're a teacher and you're saying, hey, look, I'm not as tech savvy as I should be, but you're learning. And that's the important thing.
I'm trying. I try. But you guys have a great day, okay?
You too, Julie. Thanks. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it on Friday, we wanted to share with you just some of the really inspiring calls that we got about what you learn to do just a little later on in life than usual.
Yeah, this came up because Chris Rock says he didn't learn how to swim until the tender age of 55. And we wanted to know what you learned to do. So go ahead, Janet.
I was 58. I had quit a job. Mm-hmm. And 6 months later, I took another job and they taught me how to use a computer.
Yes.
And didn't that feel good?
Yes. And 14 years later, I'm still with the company.
That's awesome.
That's
and,
awesome.
And probably because you were probably intimidated. You weren't that tech savvy. But you know what? You buckled down. You learned it. And 14 years later, there you are.
And here I am. And I can do everything on the phone. Thank God. It's like my computer.
That's awesome.
Aw, congratulations. That's a great accomplishment. Thank you. Hi, B101. Who's this?
My name is Elizabeth Hansen. I'm now 70 years old. And when I was 58 years old, I had some relatives and good friends who had leukemia. And I decided to do a marathon when I was 58 years old.
Wow.
I never had done anything like that before. And I subsequently did 11 others.
This is amazing. So you actually learned how to run. You did a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
11 times over.
Yes, starting at 58 years old.
Wow, and you're still doing it.
Well, I stopped a little bit, maybe a few years ago, but I still exercise a lot.
That's amazing.
We are so impressed. You are such a motivator.
And really, it really is, because running isn't easy. The only thing I run from is commitment, as Jen
Bill,
knows.
Oh, stop.
Just joking. That is really impressive.
Too young. I don't feel 70 years old.
Well, you don't sound it.
No, you don't.
And congratulations.
I'm going to hire you
to be
my personal trainer, okay?
Have a good day.
You too.
Amazing. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, let's start this Monday morning off with a little inspiration, shall we? So if you missed it, we were taking your calls on Friday about what you learned to do a little later on in life.
Yeah, and honestly, the whole thing started because Chris Rock said last week that he had just learned how to swim at the age of 55. We thought that was so cool. So how about you, Nancy? What did you learn to do?
Oh, my gosh. I'm embarrassed to say this, but when I was in high school, Sister Rose Francis could not impart algebra to me.
Ah.
I could not learn it, but probably when I was in my 50s, I was working with a student at a school in middle school,
mm-hmm.
and they were learning algebra, and I was so proud of myself because I took every worksheet and every test, and I was like, I can do it.
That's
I learned
awesome.
Algebra.
Doesn't that feel like a little hill you conquered, a little mountain?
Yeah, and I thought, this wasn't as hard as I thought it was.
Right?
Well, then you know what? Blame Sister Rose Francis. It was her fault.
That's right. She just wasn't teaching it properly.
I believe it was.
Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Back to Work Monday to you and also to our top fan of the day today, sponsored by Acme, and she is Mary Alice Green Conway from Belmar. Yeah, and she is a top fan because, well, one, she listens to The Bee all the time, which we really appreciate. Two, she's so active with us on Facebook, and we love that. Like, we love connecting with you guys that way. So keep it up and just enjoy all the shout-outs that you're going to get on the air today.
Absolutely. Mary Alice. You know, the first nun to ever give me detention was named Mary Alice, Sister Mary Alice.
Oh, how funny.
That's right.
I even want to know what you did.
Yeah. It was, I didn't get detention until I was like in fourth grade. I was pretty good up until that point. For talking in class, which is,
imagine
I always
that.
Got in trouble. Mr. Taffrow, that is enough. That is enough from you. And look at this.
Did you get the ruler on the knuckles?
I got the ruler on the butt.
On the butt?
On the butt.
Oh, my gosh.
They put you up in front of the class.
Nuh-uh.
This isn't, I'm not joking. You'd get called up in the class, and if you were really bad, you got the pointer stick. That hurt more than the flat ruler.
Yeah.
So I would wear, if I knew I was going to be bad that day, I'd wear extra underwear. The padding.
What is wrong with you, honestly? I need a ruler right here.
Oh, I have many.
I need one.
I feel like I'm back in Catholic school with you some days.
You're going to
put
Sister Jen
Ryan. That's it. I can't get away from it.
Funny.
All right. So we mentioned Acme sponsors Top Fan, by the way. We do want to mention this. You can win something very cool from Acme this fall. All right. It is an Acme lunch break. Your chance to win a $100 Acme gift card. Now, you have to register to win it. So go online right now. B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Yeah, and we're going to have some fun right now because it is time to play Beat the Bee. So this is how this game works. You are betting on me. It's just a yes or no. Will I be able to correctly answer Bill's trivia questions?
And the category today, Emmy Awards trivia. So obviously last night were the Emmy Awards. I loved the presentation of the show last night. I thought it was awesome considering the circumstances. Much better than the presentation you're about to hear when we play Beat the Bee. That's a mess.
And
you're
going to
hear
it.
You know, it's always a mess.
No, I like
that. I think I should do pretty well with Emmys.
I think so.
All right. Great prize for you guys this morning. So you are playing for a $50 gift card to Wise Markets. Eat better, spend less. That is Wise. So if you want to play Beat the Bee, we're going to take caller 10 right now.
Yep. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a $50 gift card to Wise Markets. And this morning we are playing with Julia from Telford. She was caller number 10.
All right, Julia, it is five trivia questions for Jen Ryan. Today's category, Emmy Awards trivia. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right and you win. Julia, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Let's go.
All right. I love the enthusiasm. Here we go. Question one, Jen. The word Emmy, does it come from a camera tube or is it named after one of the founding members of the Academy? The word Emmy. Julia, will she know that?
Oh, well, it's 50-50. Let's see if she guesses correctly. I'll go with Jen.
Okay, I'm going to guess a camera tube.
A camera tube is correct. Look at that. You're on the board. Good job. You bet right, Julia. Here we go. Question two. Jen, cable shows were not eligible for Emmy Awards until which year? Which year? Was it 1988 or 1992? Which year? Julia, will she know that?
I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bet on Jen.
Right. Okay. All right.
I don't know why, but I think it's later, so I'm going to say 92.
It's actually 1998.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1988.
Julia. All right.
Oh, I would have gone with the 92 as well.
Okay, 98. Good. I'm sorry. 88 was the year. That's okay. Julia, plenty of chances to win. Here we go. Question three. Jen, 15 people have achieved the EGOT. That's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Which star does not have an EGOT? Cher or Whoopi Goldberg? All right, it's 50-50 again. Julia, will she know that?
Well, again, 50-50. I'm going to bet on Jen.
We'll try for it. Julia.
All right, who is EGOTless?
Who does not have
the EGOT? Cher or Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Cher.
Oh,
Cher is one Tony Award away from an EGOT.
I'm so sorry, Julia.
Julia, that means that you have to sweep here, okay?
All right, let's go.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, Jen, the first lady to win an Emmy Award, was it Michelle Obama or Jackie Kennedy? Will she know that?
Yes, I will say she knows it.
She's going to know it. Who?
Was it Jackie Kennedy?
It was Jackie O. That is correct. Boy, that was a tough one. That was really hard. All right, it all comes down to this, Julia. Here we go. Jen, who is the most Emmy-nominated person of all time? Lorne Michaels from SNL or Norman Lear?
I love that these are 50-50, Bill.
Yeah, I figured I'd do. That's a Monday. No one wants to think that hard. Julia, will she know that?
Oh, wow.
You going to bet on Jen for the win?
She'll know.
All right, we're going to bet on Jen for the win. Norman Lear or Lorne Michaels, who has the most Emmy nominations?
It had to be the SNL guy, so that's Lorne, right?
Woo! Yes, it is. Wow. Drama on a Monday. All came down to the wire. Great job, Julia.
Oh, my. Good job, Jen.
You too. You're the Emmy winner. Mm-hmm. You're the $50 Wise Markets gift card winner. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was fun. I'm sweating a little bit, but hang on a moment,
Julia.
We'll get your info.
Yes.
All right. Hang on. And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, so Bill and I have very different opinions about this Eagles team, okay? Now, granted, I'll be the first to admit I don't know much about football, but at least I'm sticking by my team.
Okay.
So we are throwing this question out to you guys right now, okay? In 5 words or less, what would you like to say to our birds, okay? For me, it's... You got this. It's only been 2 games, Bill.
All right. I like the positivity.
You have to be.
Well, listen, you got to go by the statistics. Not all the time, but since 2002, the rate of teams making the playoffs after an 0-2 start, just 11%. Doesn't mean it's impossible. It's just really tough. Dallas won yesterday, by the way, so that makes it a double bummer. But again, I like your positive spin. I'm taking a much different approach. My 5 words or less to the birds.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
Oh.
It's over.
Wait, what's that from?
First Blood. Rambo First Blood. The first Rambo movie. I love that. So I think it's over. I think it's done.
It's 2 games.
If you look at the landscape of the teams and their conference, there's no way they're making up that ground. But again, who knows? You always have a fighting chance. But what about you guys? What do you want to say? Do you want to vent? Do you want to be a paragon of positivity like Jen Ryan? Give us your five words or less to the birds this morning. Your 0-2 birds, all right? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So we're wondering this morning, okay, in five words or less, what would you like to say to our Eagles? I do not think this season is over, so my words are, you got this.
All right, my five words, and I'm quoting Rambo. It's over, Johnny.
No.
It's over.
Tell it. Stop.
We're getting a lot of comments on our Facebook page at B101 Philly. Carol says, go to sleep, Eagles. Go to sleep, Eagles. Sean Hamilton says, Eagles, drain the swamp.
What's all this negativity?
I'm telling you. Well, it's Philly. What do you expect? And finally, Tracy says, I love this, the cardboard cutouts are leaving.
Oh, my God, Tracy. That's so funny. The that cardboard cutouts, though, were probably the best part of the game. Yesterday.
You're right. You're right
they
about that.
Awesome.
You're right. But what about you guys? What's your five words or less to the 0-2 birds? What message do you want to send? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, here you go. We are giving you the chance to talk to our birds, okay? Five words or less. What would you like to say to our Eagles mm-hmm. team? So I'm saying, you got this.
All right. Yeah, I'm saying, and I'm quoting the first Rambo movie here. It's over, John.
No.
It's over. How about you, Sharon?
Hope, excitement, better.
Hope, excitement, better?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so you're totally behind the team. You think this season is not over like me.
No, I don't think it's over.
Right.
No, I don't think it's over, but I think that they definitely could do a lot better, and it's just the second game, but they need to get their act together a little bit more, mm-hmm. and I think that they'll be okay.
I'm with you,
All
Sharon.
All right, well, listen, Sharon, you're hopeful, and that's the important thing, right? Me, I have no
yeah.
hope.
Well, I have enough hope for both of us for the next game.
We'll see. Next game, Bengals at the Eagles. That is a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. I think they can win that one. There you go. A little positivity for you. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it is time to be on top of it entertainment-wise. So the Emmys were last night. They were held, of course, virtually with Jimmy Kimmel hosting.
Of course I'm here all alone. Of course we don't have an audience. Instead of a live audience, we took a page from baseball tonight and we filled the seats with cardboard cutouts of the nominees. You can see we have Regina King, Jason Bateman. Wait a minute. Jason? I know it's you. I saw your eyes moving.
They didn't move.
Oh.
Yes, they did move.
Mind your business, Kimmel. Big night for me.
Well, it actually was not a big night for Jason Bateman. He did not win Outstanding Actor in a Drama for Ozark. That went to Jeremy Strong, who played, you know, Kendall in Succession, which is just an amazing show. But speaking of Ozark, the actress who plays Ruth, Julia Garner, she did win for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So the first hour of the show, seven awards all went to S. Creek. Now, we can't tell you, the name on the air, but it is a phenomenal comedy. The big ones, Best Comedy, Best Male and Female Co-Stars for Daniel Levy and Annie Murphy. And Best Actress went to Catherine O'Hara and Best Actor went to Eugene Levy. Here's what they had to say.
I will forever be grateful to Eugene and Daniel Levy for bestowing upon me the opportunity to play a woman of a certain age, my age, who gets to fully be her ridiculous self.
I guess it's kind of ironical that the straightest role I've ever played lands me an Emmy for a comedy performance. So now I seriously have to question just what I've been doing for the past 50 years.
It is the sweetest, most brilliant show you will ever see, six seasons worth. You can watch most of them on Netflix. Catch it if you can. Now, Watchmen, that took home more Emmys than any other show, was nominated for more, I think 26 they were nominated for.
Well.
So they won 11, so they won almost half.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's a lot, though. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Can you guys believe it? So today is the last day of summer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a cool one, though. Lots of sunshine and only going up to 67 degrees.
Yeah, fall officially arrives tomorrow morning, 9:30, and I think it's going to be warmer. It's going to be warmer on the first day of fall than it is on the last day of summer because we're going to be into the 70s tomorrow. So it should be nice. Time to get all the pumpkins, all the gourds, and get them on your porch. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, time to be positive and wait until you hear this super inspiring call that we actually got on Friday, and we couldn't wait to share it with you this morning.
Yeah, because we asked, what thing did you learn later on in life? You know, after that story about Chris Rock came out that he learned to swim at age 55. Wait till you hear this.
My name is Elizabeth Hampson. I'm now 70 years old, and when I was 58 years old, I had some relatives and good friends who had leukemia, and I decided to do a marathon when I was 58 years old. Wow. I never had done anything like that before. And I subsequently did 11 others.
This is amazing. So you actually learned how to run. You did a marathon. Mm-hmm. 11 times over.
Yes, starting at 58 years old.
Wow, and you're still doing it.
Well, I stopped a little bit, maybe a few years ago, but I still exercise.
That's amazing.
We are so impressed. You are such a motivator.
And really, it really is, because running isn't easy. The only thing I run from is commitment, as Jen
Bill,
knows.
Oh, stop.
Just joking. That is really impressive.
Too young. I don't feel 70 years old.
Well, you don't sound it.
No, you don't.
And congratulations.
I'm going to hire you
to
be my personal trainer, okay?
Have a good day.
You too.
Isn't that an amazing story? And you know what? If you guys have any sort of really positive thing that you would like to share with our audience, give us a call anytime, okay? And we'd be more than happy to feature you on our Be Positive segment. We'd love to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.